because they live to be old people, you know.
How old was your mother?
My mother was about 80 when she died. She had a stroke. She died from a stroke. My father, he had malignant of the lungs, but as I say, he had never had smoked a cigarette. Mm-hmm. He had chewed that tobacco. Well, I took him to Emory in August of 1965, the year that he died. And, you know, after I took him to Emory, he died in November, last day of November. He lived from August until November. That's how quick he went. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long he'd had that malignant. Of course, he had been under the doctor's care. Mm-hmm. My mother had died the year before, and he just wouldn't eat after she died. He was grieving for her. And I had took him to have his checkup. And the doctor that had always doctored him, he said, "I bet he's stronger than you are." I said, "I wouldn't doubt that, not whatsoever." He loved turnip greens and biscuits. Mm-hmm. And he had a slight cold, and he was in the hospital in Cannon. And I went to get him out of the hospital when he got able to come home. That was before we knew he had this malignant of the lungs. And I asked him the day before, I said, "Daddy, what you want me to have you cook when you come home tomorrow?" He said, "I don't know, I guess some turnip greens." And the next day when I brought him home, I got him in the bed, and then I come to this kitchen and I cooked him some turnip greens and hot biscuits. And you never seen an old man eat so in all your life. He was tired of that hospital food. And you never seen anybody eat turnip greens in all your life. But after I took him to Emory, and he kind of got a little bit worse, you know. He walked at Emory after we took him to Emory that day. I took him down there to a lung specialist, you know. Mm-hmm. And he walked from this specialist's office through that tunnel to that hospital over there. And he was 85 years old and almost dead with that malignant. That's how determined he was.
So how long was he really sick?
Well, he lived, that was in August, and he lived to the last day of November.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least he didn't drag on the river.
No, well, as I say, he did suffer quite a bit there, the very last. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, you have to see suffering like that to really want the Lord to take people like that. I loved him with all my heart. But I loved him so good that I didn't want to see him suffer. Mm-hmm. And I actually got on my knees and prayed that the Lord would take him mm-hmm. before he went, because he suffered so terrible. But he got to where he couldn't chew his tobacco right after he went to Emory. Uh-huh. I didn't try to take it away from him, because I knew he didn't have long for this world. Mm-hmm. I took him down there. They just took some little nudes out of his neck, you know, to where they could tell me definitely or not whether he had malignant. But he was too old to be operated on. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything we could do about it, but they just wanted to know. He lived to the last day of November. I brought him back here. I brought him back around Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I brought him back to a local hospital here, and that's where he died. But as I say, he did so much suffering until I saw my mother suffer a good bit, you know. Mm-hmm. She was paralyzed from a stroke, and she was paralyzed on the right side. And I saw her very uncomfortable. I said, I told her a lot of little white lies. At the time that I was taking care of her, she was paralyzed for 27 months, and we took care of her out in the home here for about 11 months. You know, I had never remember the time that my mother ever let anyone wait on her. Mm-hmm. There was no one cared for her. She'd get up and go get her a drink of water. She never say, "Bring me a glass of water," nothing like that. She got up and did it for herself. Mm-hmm. And everything that I would do for it just seemed like, you know, it would just kill her, that somebody had to do it for her. And she had several little light strokes, I'm sure, you know, the period of time, what time she lay there. I took her back and forth, and had her checkups in the hospital.